This is John Lothian with John Lothian News, with a podcast I conducted with IEX Chief Market Policy Officer John Ramsey about four proposals before the SEC and the response the commission has received from the public and from IEX. Here's the interview. John, you had a lot to say about the SEC's proposals. So let's talk about that. So the SEC, as you outlined, has a proposal to update and expand the market quality data required to be reported by various market venues under SEC Rule 605 and to require broker-dealers handling large numbers of customer accounts to publish these reports, Rule 605 changes. What was the comment letter response to that, and what's the IEX view on that?
Sure. Well, big picture, the SEC proposals spanned, they were framed as four different proposals, sort of spanning everything from the order execution disclosures, which you mentioned, to changes to Regulation NMS, the equity market rules that were adopted in 2005, to rules around best execution, to the so-called order competition requirement, or the order auction proposal. The one that you mentioned, the Rule 605 proposal, is basically an updating of rules that have existed for a very long time that require market venues to provide various metrics and data about their relative performance on a whole host of measures compared to each other. So basically, the idea is that it will allow participants to have some objective measure of how different market centers compare to each other in terms of things like the amount of price improvement that they provide. The rule hasn't been updated for many, many years. I think there was a lot of sense that it was overdue. So the SEC proposed to update the metrics and also to expand the requirements so it would apply not just to people like exchanges and alternative trading systems, but also to brokers that handle large numbers of customer accounts. I think it's fair to say this is the one of the four proposals that's relatively non-controversial. That is, it pretty much tracks a number of changes that people in the industry have been calling on for a long time. IEX certainly supports it along with others. So I think that's the relatively, of the four, that one is relatively easy to get your arms around.
Okay, so the next one is the proposal to amend Regulation NMS rules concerning minimum tick size and trading increments, exchange fees, and the implementation of new round lot sizes and the addition of odd lot quotes to the consolidated market data. What do you have to say about that?
Well, sure. So this is the one of the four sets of proposals that we submitted written comments on. We had a lot to say about it. I think we had like 31 pages in our comment letter. But I think what I think is important to appreciate about this is that the rules that govern the equity markets were put in place in 2005. So 18 years ago, a lot has changed in the interim. So I think there was a lot, the sense on the part of a lot of participants that the rules were overdue for being updated. IEX's views on these track the views of a lot of institutional investors, which are, number one, we favor a reduction in the tick size, the minimum tick size, to 0.5 cent. So this is basically applies to the most actively traded stocks. We believe that there should be a reduced trading tick or price at which prices can be quoted of 0.5 cent. Those should apply to the most actively traded stocks. So we're in favor of that. I think there's huge consensus of participants in favor of doing that. The SEC proposed to go a fair bit farther and more aggressively to have tick sizes as small as 0.1 cent for certain stocks. I think most people thought that that was too aggressive and could have unintended consequences. So number one, favor of 0.5 cent tick sizes. Number two, we're in favor of reducing the access fee cap. So these are the fees that exchanges are allowed to charge in order to access their quotes. That level was set in 2005 at what the term is 30 mils. So it equates to 30 cents for 100 shares. We favor reducing that level across the board for all stocks priced more than a dollar a share to 10 cents for 100 shares or 10 mils. Huge amount of support among institutional investors for doing that as well. The standard that was put in place in 2005 is antiquated. Market-based price measures have dramatically contracted since then. Spreads are way reduced. Commissions are much reduced from what they were then. But the access fees have stayed largely the same because they're pegged by this SEC rule. We're also in support of a minimum trading increment. So this is apart from the where stocks can be quoted. There's the question of in what increments can you actually execute a trade? And this is most relevant for purposes of retail orders. So the minimum trading increment basically defines the minimum level of price improvement that needs to be provided for retail orders. So for those orders, we favor a minimum trading increment of a tenth of a cent. There is no minimum trading increment that applies now. And that means that wholesaler firms that execute retail orders are basically able to execute them at whatever price they want, you know, subject to whatever competition there might be around that. But that can be as narrow as a hundredth of a cent. So a lot of support, and we support that too for retail orders, having a minimum price increment of a tenth of a cent. Those are the key things. And then I think also in generally, a lot of support in favor of more opportunities for retail orders to interact with institutional orders. In the current market structure, because the lion's share of all of the retail orders are essentially locked up by the wholesalers and are not sent to exchanges or any other venues where they can interact with other orders, there's very little opportunity for investor orders to interact with each other. So I think we and a lot of other folks support additional means to do that. Now, the order competition proposal by the SEC, this idea of creating a mandated auction mechanism, is one specific way to try to create that opportunity for interaction, but there are other ways. And so I think there's a lot of support for that. So I'll stop there.
So what are some of the other ways that you might suggest the SEC look at or that the market might come up with to counter the SEC's proposal?
Sure. So in terms of order interaction, one idea that we put out that other participants have, I think, have echoed or supported is to give more flexibility to the programs that exchanges have today that are geared to retail orders. So we have what is called, like other exchanges, we have what's called a retail liquidity provider program. So it allows market makers and other participants to quote sometimes better prices if they are available to interact solely with retail orders. Retail orders are viewed as more desirable because they generally, retail investors don't have particular views about the direction of prices. So more people are willing to provide better prices to those retail orders. What we have proposed is that since we have this 1 cent requirement now that applies to all orders, exchanges can only quote in 1 cent increments, give us the ability to quote in those programs for people willing to interact with retail orders in tenth of a cent increments and fully display the amount, price, and size of orders that are willing to execute against retail orders. So basically, exchanges can have different programs. They can compete with each other in terms of the total amount of price improvement that they're willing to provide against retail orders. So that doesn't have to be exclusive of an auction mechanism. Exchanges could offer auction mechanisms too if they want to. It wouldn't be mandatory. So I think that's one idea, and there may be others. But I think this idea that the current state of affairs, where it's almost never the case that retail and institutional orders ever have the chance to cross, doesn't make a lot of sense to most people. And we think the SEC should take action to change that.
Has there ever been a time, or should retail investors or investors as a whole have the ability to direct their orders to a venue for execution? Back in the day, you could send your orders to the New York Stock Exchange because that was the only venue.
Sure.
But is that
that is a thing. I think that's something that retail investors, I think, technically have the ability to do that now. I suppose maybe there are retail brokers who basically say, if you want to direct your orders, you need to take your account somewhere else. But I think most brokers would allow retail brokers the option of doing that. The problem is that retail investors are not in a good position to know on a stock by stock basis, or certainly even on a day by day basis, what's the best venue that offers the best opportunity for them to get the most price improvement. That's partly what they rely on their brokers for. And that's partly why we have a best execution requirement, is so that brokers actually have to do the work of finding out, you know, trying to find the place where they can get the best price.
I mean, I would argue that the surveillance of some venues is better than others. I would argue that the surveillance of some of the bigger exchanges or trading platforms is better
for than sure.
some of the dark pools. And so I would have more surety of getting a better transaction by sending it to NYSE or NASDAQ or IEX than I would to, you know, dark pool 123.
Well, sure. And for sure, you get a better opportunity on IEX, I would argue, than NYSE or NASDAQ. But no, your point is right. I think retail investors that are more that trade more often and are more attentive to and knowledgeable about market dynamics, so that they're paying closer attention to where their orders actually go. I agree with you that they should have the ability to direct their orders to particular kinds of venues. And I think in practice they do have that ability, but brokers typically don't tell them that they have that ability. So they have to affirmatively tell the brokers how they want their orders executed if that's important to them.
What was the overall response to these in terms of comment letters from the public to the SEC's proposals?
Yeah, well, I think it depends a lot on which proposals you're talking about. So as I said, I think these Rule 605 changes are fairly non-controversial. I think the reaction to the retail auction idea was most negative from a lot of folks. Again, not because people think that there shouldn't be more opportunities for order interaction. It's more a question of the SEC's ability to achieve the result that it wants by specifying a very specific means by which the orders need to interact. So that one was the most controversial. The SEC's best execution proposal, the SEC wants to have its own best execution rule, was more controversial also, but mainly because we already have best execution rules in place. And so I think a lot of people were concerned that yet a new rule could conflict with other standards that already exist. And they were concerned about how those rules would interact with each other. And then on the NMS side, I think there is a lot of consensus. Our review of comment letters shows that there's a lot of consensus in favor of a targeted reduction in tick size, that access fees should come way down for all stocks, that there are a lot of support around the idea of a minimum trading increment, and various other ideas that were laid out there. So I think there's kind of a common narrative out there by some in the press that the industry reaction has been very negative for all of these proposals. And that just is not accurate, particularly if you're looking at these Reg NMS changes. Now, there are a lot of people who said the specific proposal that the SEC put out on tick size, for example, they didn't particularly like. But the SEC put out a whole bunch of different alternatives that they asked people to comment on. And a lot of people, as I said, coalesced around this idea of a half cent tick size. So I think there is. We also, I'll just sort of late breaking news, we have sent out a survey to a large number of buy-side firms of all types to try to get their sense of, you know, how they stand on various of these rules, particularly the Reg NMS. We got like 218 responses, I think, to this point, which is way more than I would have expected. And about 95% of those said that people agreed that the rules need to be updated, that, you know, sort of targeted measured reform is called for and would make the markets better. And that includes a large majority of people in favor of, again, as I say, this targeted reduction in tick size, a very large majority in favor of reducing access fees by 2/3 from 30 cents for 100 shares to 10 cents for 100 shares. So I think it's hard to talk about market reform without delving into the details, but I think there is a lot of support for some of the detailed proposals that the SEC has put out.
When could we expect the SEC to move forward on these proposals?
Well, that's a good question. Having worked there, I know that there's a lot that goes into that. I think realistically, when you have hundreds, even thousands of comment letters that have been submitted that have to all be reviewed and analyzed, and then there's all of the work that goes into developing final proposals, it's not likely, the SEC is not likely to act on any of them before, I would say, towards the end of this year. I would say late fall at the earliest. And then I think it's not a given that they will act on all of those proposals at the same time either. It could be they could start off with, for example, the 605 changes and some of the Reg NMS changes, and then sort of defer action on some of the others if they wanted to.
Okay. Any final thoughts you want to share?
Only that I would say that comment letters do matter. In particular, comments by investors and institutional investors do matter. I think the SEC pays attention to all of it, but they in particular really do care what institutional investors think, because ultimately their charge is to, the SEC's mission is to make sure that the markets work efficiently, but also that they serve investors' interests at the end of the day. So they need to, and they do pay attention to investors' views about whether they're well served or not. So I would encourage people to continue to weigh in, submit letters whenever they have an interest on any of these issues, because it does have an impact.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for taking the time to talk with John Lovian News today.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.